This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 29th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We are next going to item 3, the draft advisory opinion 2015-8 repledge. Is Mr. Zolt on the phone?
Mr. Zolt?
On the phone?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Zolt.
Okay.
Welcome, Mr. Zolt.
And I enjoyed watching the webpage demonstration.
It's going to be great, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. We also have with us Theo Lutz and Amy Rothstein from OGC to discuss the matter, and Mr. Zolt. Is there a staff presentation? Mr. Lutz, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda documents 1551A, 51B, and 51C include three draft responses to an advisory opinion request by Repledge.
I think you might need to put it closer.
Repledge is a for-profit corporation. It proposes to establish a web-based platform through which an individual can pledge funds to a federal candidate and designate a charity to receive the funds if the pledge is matched by pledges made by supporters of the opposing candidate. All the drafts conclude that Repledge's proposal is permissible under the Act, though their reasoning differs. If the Commission approves a draft, we'd request authority to make technical and conforming changes. The Commission received one comment on the request.
Thank you. Are there any questions, Mr. Commissioner Goodman?
Yes, Mr. Lutz. In an attempt to draw some agreement to the middle, there was a new draft C that was issued belatedly this morning. Can you draw the principal distinctions between draft B and draft C? Draft C was drawn to draft B. And have you had an opportunity?
A quick cursory glance.
It's somewhat unfair of me given the late arrival of draft C. It's my understanding that there's not a significant difference between B and C.
I hesitate to characterize the differences as significant, although I do believe the draft does try to reach some middle ground in the language between drafts A and B.
Then I guess let me start off with draft C was drafted to draft B, which at our last meeting, Madam Chair, draft B was the draft that you had supported.
Correct.
And in an effort to meet a middle ground, we have abandoned draft A for purposes of trying to compromise. And our staff proposed to your staff draft C yesterday, and I apologize, you and I haven't had a chance to discuss it. Is there a disagreement on some aspects of draft C so that we at least can identify where we may still be apart?
Yes, there is a slight disagreement, and let me first indicate I really appreciate having the conversations that were had between our staffs and that you made an attempt to come a little closer. My concerns that I expressed at the beginning of this matter was that we are making an exception here for the ban on corporate contributions, which I think is a serious issue. But in deference to Repledge, I'm willing to extend it with respect to that exception, with respect to precisely what Repledge is suggesting that they will do, and nothing more. And the language in your draft is broader than what they themselves are proposing. So if you are willing to narrow it to just the circumstances that relate to what Mr. Zolt is proposing here, I think we can reach agreement.
Can you identify where my sense was that It was probably a paragraph or two, and maybe a couple of sentences
right.
in those paragraphs.
It may well be.
So where are those points that you believe we've strayed from?
Well, I think, for one thing, this is looking at my white draft B on page 14.
Bear with me.
Lines 10 and 11 that has been removed.
Page 14?
Do you have something else? Oh, okay. I don't have that. Okay. Oh, page 9. Okay. On which ones? Yeah.
You should have given me this.
Okay. All right. Back up. We're on page 9. I didn't have your draft in front of me. I'm sorry. I had an older one. It's on page 9.
Of draft?
Of draft, the compromise that you
draft
sent.
C.
Draft C.
Okay, page 9?
Page 9. And it's lines 16 through.
Are we on the blue draft or?
We're on your draft, white draft C.
The white draft.
Okay.
Yeah. White draft C. It's the paragraph with the issues that you lined out, starting on line 16. And then, and I can read the sentences if you wish.
Please do, because I think
okay.
I'm on.
It's limited subset of a set. This is what you've lined out. Set of opposing candidates with pledges to one effectively canceling out pledges to the other. And then going down to line 19, selecting its candidate recipients to influence the outcome of the election. And line 22, and without any preferential placement or treatment. And those are the factors that I believe are important to limit this to what Mr. Zolt is proposing in Repledge, that will more narrow that exception. Without them, it opens it up to broader possibilities that I'm not prepared to do at this moment with regard to the AO. So if you are able to accept those changes,
let me be clear on what they are.
Okay.
In the sentence that begins, although, Repledge's members will use its website to contribute to?
To a limited subset of
candidates.
A set of
opposing candidates.
Right. Of a set of opposing candidates.
I'm sorry, I don't see the word opposing in any. Oh, I see.
It's
this
that's what I want to go back in.
Okay, bear with me. So Repledge's members will use its website to contribute only to this selection.
No, you can keep the first. Yes, only to.
Major.
Oh, well, you didn't.
Why didn't you?
Which article do we want? This, A, the?
Okay.
We want everything.
Okay. All right. Sorry. It was, it's the whole paragraph that you removed that we have in draft B in this particular paragraph. It's, although Repledge's members will use its website to contribute only to major party nominees in the 2016 presidential election, this selection of a set of opposing candidates with pledges to one effectively canceling out pledges to the other, this is out. This, okay. Sorry,
there's a dash.
Yeah,
so that was a subordinate clause.
This
yes.
does not raise concerns that Repledge is selecting its candidate recipients to influence the outcome of the election, period.
Yes.
And then as long as Repledge solicits pledges and transmits funds to opposing candidates requested by members on identical terms and without any preferential placement or treatment, otherwise operates, no, or treatment. Yeah, or treatment, period. And then at the end of the paragraph. You don't have this? Okay. You don't have this document?
I don't have a red line.
They don't, okay.
It's in the draft. They just
made it public during the meeting. Okay. Oh, okay. The my fellow commissioners do not have copies of your draft.
Well, the secretary passed out a draft blue, draft C.
I just didn't get this before. The red line should have changes.
So maybe we should take it. Mr. Zolt, what's your timing like?
I have about 20 minutes left.
You still have 20 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mr. Zolt has to. You're teaching a class. So he has to depart, and they haven't had an opportunity to look at this document.
Shall we move this to the end? I wonder if Mr. Zolt will be available later today.
Mr. Zolt.
So what is the time frame, Chair Ravel?
Well, would you, is there any time after your class, perhaps, that and we could try to do it at a time certain?
Yeah.
That
so, Chair Ravel, I'm at home now. I'm driving to school. I'll get there in about an hour or 45 minutes.
Oh, because it's L.A.
Yes, which is good. It's somewhere. And I can call the staff when I arrive.
Approximately what time, just so we have a time certain?
It's 11 o'clock here now. So
yeah, so it'll be about noon.
About noon our time?
Why don't we,
Why
don't we take this back up at noon?
Can we take it back up and make sure that everybody has a copy and we can take a few minutes so people can review it? Thank you very much for your patience, Mr. Zold. I really appreciate it.
Okay, I'll give you a call around noon o'clock your time.
Okay,
thank you.
You.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you very much for your patience. How was the traffic?
It was the same as it usually is in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But not too bad.
I assumed so. All right. I've looked at this very carefully, and I know we've been through a number of iterations of this, Mr. Zolt, and I do support your novel and unique proposal and do think it's permissible under the rules for the reasons that I set forth in draft B. And we did try to work together with Commissioner Hunter Goodman and also Commissioner Peterson. But unfortunately, we were close, but we haven't been able to reach agreement on some language that I think is substantive. And so, while I appreciate the willingness to try to meet in the middle, I think I will be supporting the draft draft B. So I know there's going to be probably several motions here, but I'm going to ask Commissioner Walter to do a motion that he's not going to support with regard to draft B.
Are we doing motions?
Madam Chair, after the vote, I would just like just a moment to comment the difference between the two drafts. I think Professor Zolt will be able, as an attorney, will be able to divine the difference. But I'd like to kind of comment.
Absolutely,
on that.
Of course.
Yes. If we're ready for this motion, it's with respect to advisory opinion request 2015-08 repledge. I move approval of agenda document number 15-51-B, which is draft B, and authorize OGC to make any necessary and technically conforming edits, which hopefully we won't have to have that authorization in the future.
Thank you very much. If there's no further comments, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed?
No.
No.
All right. Madam Secretary, that motion fails by a vote of one being myself to five with Commissioner Weintraub, Walter, Vice Chair Peterson, Commissioner Hunter, and Commissioner Goodman voting no. Is there another motion?
Did you want to speak?
No, I'll speak after.
Speak after it. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move in draft in the consideration of draft advisory opinion 2015-08 repledge. I move approval of agenda document number 15-51-A, which has been known as draft A.
All right. Are there any questions, comments? Hearing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
No. Madam Secretary, that vote fails. That motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, and Vice Chair Peterson voting yes, and myself, Commissioner Walther, and Commissioner Weintraub voting no. Commissioner Goodman.
Yes. Professor Zolt, I just wanted to make some comments while we have you with us. There was a good faith effort to get to yes. And you should know that your fellow Californian, the vice, the chair, did try to get to yes with the three Republican commissioners. However, not all is lost, and although we were unable to agree on one draft, when you look at the differences between the drafts, I think you're going to see a bottom line answer that there were four votes to advise legal approval for your platform. And that the disagreement between the two drafts was solely upon the legal reasoning on getting to yes. I think much of that legal reasoning was peripheral to the yes that you wanted. And there was concern among commissioners about precedential effects of the reasoning that we approved. So I would encourage you to read closely the two drafts that garnered four votes in combination, and I believe that between them you will be able to divine comfort on the basic legality of your proposed platform.
If I could follow up on that comment, because I certainly agree that the commission did agree that the proposed conduct was permissible, but we didn't agree on the reasoning. I would ask the Office of General Counsel if you would please prepare a new draft that would indicate sort of what the basic agreed upon reasoning might be.
Madam Chair,
yes.
What the commission,
Mr. Noddy.
Thank you, ma'am. What the commission has sometimes done in these situations is approve an advisory opinion that says simply the commission concludes that the activity proposed in the request is lawful. The commission could not reach an agreement by four affirmative votes as to the rationale for that reason, for that conclusion. And we could prepare that and circulate. The deadline for this AO is tomorrow, so we could prepare that and circulate it on tally for tomorrow if the commissioners who don't agree to that are willing to object for the record only. We could do that.
Is Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have some concerns on this. We were, as Commissioner Goodman pointed out, I think the biggest issue here is the precedential issue. As I explained last time, I believe that repledge fits comfortably within the precedents that we've established here at the Commission through the advisory opinion process with respect to payment processing services and platforms, believing that so long as the service is provided to the donor, not to the political committee, and that the payment is processed in a commercially reasonable manner that's in accordance with industry standards, that is the gist of the reasoning that has governed our prior opinions. And my concern here was not answering questions that weren't presented. We had the factual scenario that was presented by Mr. Zolt in his request, and it involved opposing candidates. And and I didn't want to condition a yes in a manner that would stifle further innovation in this field or answer questions that I haven't had fully presented before me. I think that if I want to at least preserve the option of hearing an argument, I might agree with Chair Ravel's reasoning on that, but I want to preserve that ability to consider whether or not opposing candidates are really a necessary element from the legal perspective in order to approve a proposal like this. And in this case, where that isn't isn't at issue, and so argumentation isn't being submitted before the commission, I don't want to foreclose that option through the advisory opinion process. As Commissioner Goodman pointed out, we I think through the in trying to reach a compromise, I think we worked within the grain of the chair's draft, and I think made substantial accommodations in order to reach compromise. And I think we, with the goal being to preserve the status quo, that we didn't feel like we were going to be boxed in by a decision. By approving a draft that didn't have the reasoning in that we were comfortable, but so that neither side felt boxed in, that we could read the language and the reasoning in a way that is consistent with how we view the legality of the proposed conduct and other conduct that may be come before the commission. I think that's the essence of compromise, is to try to reach that point. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do so. My concern about now having a yes with no reasoning is that the chair's draft will become the de facto reasoning of what that's the narrowest grounds, and that will in essence become the de facto reasoning of how we got to a yes. I'm concerned whether or not that lands us in the exact same position that that led to us going through this lengthy process of negotiations over trying to find a compromise, and I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with having that draft in this case. If that is going to be the likely, if that is going to either be the legally binding or the functional outcome of approving such a stripped down yes with no reasoning. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with approving such a stripped down draft right at this point.
Commissioner Weintraub.
I was trying not to talk on this, but just for those who weren't here for the other iterations of this discussion, I could not support any of these drafts. Regrettably, Mr. Zolt, I know you've worked hard on this, and I respect the innovative work that you're trying to do here. All of the drafts acknowledge that what you're proposing does differ from what the Commission has approved in the past. The drafts that my colleagues wanted to support said those differences weren't significant. To me, they were. So I couldn't support it. But I am troubled that my colleagues are not willing to. I mean, I got no dog in this fight because I'm going to vote no either way. But it does trouble me that my colleagues are unwilling to vote for a simple yes, which they could then elaborate in separate statements as to their separate reasoning. I think that really is unfortunate for Mr. Zolt. If there are, even though I'm not one of them, if there are four votes to say yes, I think it would be very unfortunate if the commission was not willing to say that clearly and with one voice, even though the rationales might be different.
Got to do what you got.
Adab, Mr. Noddy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just so we're clear on what OGC should do going forward. If there are not four votes for a yes with no reasoning, I assume then you do not want us to circulate such a draft, and we'll just send the request of the standard letter that there was not four votes for an advisory opinion.
Right. Commissioner Goodman.
Well, let me ask Mr. Noddy and Mr. Patalis, what is the effect of that yes draft? What reasoning then is presumed to control?
I understand what Vice Chair Peterson was saying about sort of the narrowest opinion and in a multi-judge court context, right, that would control. Now, historically, that's not necessarily how the commission has viewed it. In the situation where you have multiple drafts that add up to more than three, it's a matter of public record what the rationales for the different commissioners who voted yes were. When that doesn't happen, there can be separate statements that explain what each commissioner's rationale was. So, the requester, the only real difference is that with the yes advisory opinion, the requester has the undisputed safe harbor under the statute for advisory opinions, whereas it's one step removed with the four votes for yes, but no advisory opinion result. Other than that, it wouldn't seem to make much of a difference.
Chair Revo, can I speak?
Yes, Mr. Zolt.
Okay. Let me say that I want to start by thanking the commission for their consideration and their patience, and I certainly appreciate the efforts in trying to reach some common ground. And while I'm disappointed in the result, I certainly understand the concerns of the individual commissioners on setting presidential value. I also want to thank the staff that I've dealt with. They've been a pleasure to deal with. They are quite professional, and I've dealt with several federal agencies, and you should be proud of the performance of your staff. And Commissioner Weintraub,
Mr. Zolt, thank you very much, and I know you met some of our staff when you were in L.A., when we were there, and you're absolutely right. We have wonderful staff.
Okay. The challenge for me is not that I thought we were violating commission's regulations and requirements. It's just to obtain additional funding from investors and opinion from the FEC. I consider to be really necessary. So it does have consequence in determining whether this particular venture goes forward. And finally, Commissioner Weintraub, while I was initially relieved to hear you have laryngitis, I hope you feel better and recover quickly.
Thank you, Mr. Salt. Commissioner Goodman.
Madam Chair, I would ask that we leave this matter open, and at the end of the open meeting today that we might revisit this issue. It's the first time I've crossed this bridge in the meaning of a yes draft with two different opinions, and I don't think we need Professor Zolt here to resolve that issue. And so I would just say, before we leave this today, I would like to give us a little time to just consider it
right.
And push it to the end of the day.
Well, let me say, you think just the end of the day? I mean, do you think that it might make sense to ask Mr. Zolt for a week or so before we close the matter, and maybe we can resolve this disagreement? Relating to the...
If Professor Zolt wants to give us a week to...
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine in extending the deadline again for a week.
Okay. So that would be helpful, just in the case that General Counsel might want to be writing one of those drafts that we discussed, assuming we can reach that agreement.
It would not take us very long to do that.
It's about two sentences long.
That's good. I wouldn't want to take up too much of your time. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Zolt. Really appreciate your patience with our timing on these matters.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm off to class.
All right.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye. Okay. Thank you.